Solar panels are expensive, and they're increasingly in demand throughout the world. So it stands to reason solar panels have become an attractive target for criminals. Recently, 30 panels were stolen off one of the greenest buildings in Colorado. 90 solar panels, valued at $135,000, were swiped off a wastewater treatment plant outside San Francisco. Moni Canis is a spokesperson for the Solar Energy Industries Association. She says over the last year, solar theft has become a greater concern.
It's really just emerged as an issue we need to be watching really in the last year or so. And the reason is, as solar becomes more prevalent and people understand the value of the solar panels, it's just like any other target for theft.
Currently, the group doesn't track the crimes, but since more panels are disappearing, Hannah says they'll likely start. This type of green crime is nothing new in developing countries. Lori Stone is International Program Manager for Solar Energy International. It's a Colorado-based nonprofit that trains students worldwide for careers in the solar industry. Stone says in some cases, the solar panels are gone just days after they're installed.
If somebody really wants to steal solar panels, it's pretty hard to keep them from doing it. You know, there's some newer things coming out now with ways to lock them and stuff, but they're costly. And so a lot of these developing country systems, that you know, solar home systems that are just on people's roofs are pretty easy to take.
In Kenya last September, thieves unsuccessfully tried to steal solar panels on the house belonging to President Obama's 86-year-old step-grandma. As the solar industry becomes more established, security is gearing up. It's becoming part of installing a solar array. The solar industry's Hannah says manufacturers are making things harder for thieves by adding tracking numbers as part of a recycling program.
This same system could be used to at least track the location of panels, the rightful owner of panels going forward, similar to a VIN on a car.
Hannah says consumers should be wary of purchasing panels from online sites such as eBay or Craigslist because they could be buying stolen panels. To stop people from stealing, some go so far as to hire night watchmen. Some companies put up cameras and fences to protect their solar arrays, but they're more affordable options. Bryce Campbell is president of Bryce Fastener Company, an Arizona-based business that specializes in a unique type of security bolt that acts like a key. The bolt costs about $2 per panel.
The solar industry is starting to say, "Hey, what do we do? we're going to put security systems up here. We're going to put cameras. Not really effective in places where most of these solar arrays are laid out."
Campbell says solar companies began contacting him about a year and a half ago. Now he gets orders daily. For Campbell, it makes sense considering people are parking thousands of dollars on rooftops and in fields. Eventually, manufacturers will have to make sure the products aren't so easy to swipe. But right now, it's not clear how they'll do that. For the Environment Report, I'm Conrad Wilson.